and stuff like that, you know, that he's made and neat and bring home.
I really like
But unless you just know where, you know, unless you just see it. But we picked up this thing in St. Louis about Sault Ste. Marie, and it's you know, read about it, so we managed to stop that.
Let's see. Getting back to Mississippi, you mentioned we've been with Biloxi and Jackson.
Jackson, Meridian, let me see now. Natchez, Fort Gibson. I'm trying to take it up though, and of course, I've come up through Bethel, and I've been to Coldwater many times because my sister lived there, and we used to fish in the Sardis Reservoir.
Where is that located?
Northwest.
West of here, northwest of here.
Used to be the richest little town on that side over there, on Highway 51.
That's right. There's a lot of people live there, a lot of money people live there.
Is that right?
And let me see, Holly Springs, Baldwin and Boonville. I was raised near Baldwin. And Guntown used to be years and years ago when my father was living. And when he was a young man, it used to be the biggest booming little town on the GM&O Railroad. It was the biggest cotton town. And the reason it got its name, they say there was a fellow there that was named, no, I don't know what his name was, but he run a gun shop that made guns, and they just called it Gun Town. That's where it got its name. Now, Tupelo is famous for their Tupelo gun.
Tupelo gun.
We used to have a lake up here, just east of here. They call it Gun Pond, but now they've done away with the lake and built a lot of industry in there and built the railroad goes through and just filled it up, you see.
Yeah, that lake.
And it was full of Tupelo gun. So they say that's what the name they call it. They wanted Tupelo was named, I don't know.
I don't know what Tupelo gun is.
Well, it's a gum tree. It's a form of a wood. Yeah. A Tupelo gum, that's what they call it. And it spells it just like the name Tupelo. Tupelo gum tree. Now we have I have a cousin, her husband is a retired postman, and he just loves to fool with trees and all kind of shrubs. He has his backyard just full of wild native things, you know. And he got a bunch of Tupelo gum and set them out on his lot that his daughter owned. So he's hoping that he's going to have some Tupelo gum.
What can you do with the stuff?
You can use the wood, but it's just like any kind of other gum tree. Sweet gum trees or black gum. It's just a form of wood. I don't know enough about wood to tell you that.
But they use a timber, yeah.
But it's a timber tree, that's right. Mm-hmm. But at one time, they just cut them down. I don't know what they did with them, but they just cleaned it out and cleared it out. I can remember that when they had the big lake over there. And I've even fished in the lake when I first came to Deep Rock.
You like to do some live fishing?
Oh, yeah, I love to fish.
Is that right?
Yes, yeah, sir.
What can you catch around here?
Well, now you don't want to get started on the fishing, man, because I'm talking half a day on fishing.
Go right ahead.
My favorite fishing is brim fishing. I like to catch the brim fish. You fish with a light fly rod, and you know, when you catch a bluegill, if he weighed 3 pounds, you'd never get him in because he just fights you so hard. And I'm not much of a cat fisherman, but I have caught some big cats. I caught three one time. One of them weighed 12 and a half, and the other one weighed